Well, the great part of the Mystic Journey story is that anyone could have bought her. She cost just $11,000, and that's what the racing fairy tale is all about. The man who is living it is Wayne Roser, the man who paid $11,000 and now has potentially the second best horse in Australia. How are you, Wayne? Congratulations on the win on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
Can you believe the horse that you've got?
Yes, she showed potential from a two-year-old. I mean, she set a track record when she was second race, actually. So that's an open class record. So she's developed so well. But we've had a lot of slow ones, so it was about our turn to get a good one, actually.
Well, take us through the mindset of the owner. What goes through your mind? What were you thinking when your horse ranges up in a $5 million race?
Well, unfortunately, I don't watch it. I only watch the last little bit because you're so emotionally involved in it and you listen to the broadcast. But as you know, any race is very important. $5 million, well, it's unbelievable figures. But any race, whether it's a maiden or a top-class race, is the same thrill, actually.
So you get that nervous, you don't watch it during... You only tune in the last little bit, do you?
Yeah, it's it's nerve-wracking, actually, but there's no enjoyment in a race. You hope they do well, and we know with her she gives 110% all the time, and that they come back well. So that's the crucial thing.
So tell us about your racing journey. How many horses have you had, and how long have you been with Adam Trinder?
Well, I've been with Adam ever since he started, but I've had, probably about 50 or 60 horses over a period of time. And with Adam, we've had up to 18 horses in work. And at the present moment, we just bought another 5, so we've got 15 at the present moment, actually. So, no, we've been... I started with Adam when he first started, and he's been absolutely amazing. Absolute horse, total horseman, and besides a fantastic trainer, one of the nicest people and most genuine persons you'd ever meet.
Absolutely. And what is it about Tasmanian racing that has drawn you to have your horses there?
Well, I was a barrister in Sydney, actually, and I got a serious lung infection. So bought a property down in Tassie, and that's where it's all started. And a guy that was putting in the lawn there was syndicating, and I got in that syndication. And subsequently we got involved with Adam, and then... as you probably know, with syndications, it has its moments, so I prefer to operate by myself. So that's the way I go now.
Well, $11,000, is that the best financial decision you've ever made in your life?
Oh, very much so. Although we had Valiant Warrior, which he could have been anything, actually. He won at Moonee Valley on the 1st of August 2015, and he only cost a bit over $10,000. And again, he was chosen by Adam's partner, Leah.
Yeah, and is that she chose Mystic Journey, I believe, as well?
Yes. We go to the sales every year. We sit at the same table, and when they come into the ring, I basically put my hand up, and that's how it all goes, actually. But as you know, you're not quite sure what's under the bonnet, so you take chances. But that's gambling. Well, it's ultimate, actually, isn't it?
Well, I saw you in the mounting yard at the presentation on Saturday, and you said, well, they can talk about Winks, they can talk about the autumn sun, but we're not scared of anyone. Now, we may not get to see her take on those two, but do you still have that same sentiment?
Oh, very much so. Yes, it's that's the way I've operated. I operate as a barrister, that irrespective of who you're against or who you're prosecuting or defending, you went in hard and fair, and we don't fear anyone, actually. And that's why it was great that I wanted to have a chat to him when he drew our number out, Giles Selwood.
Yes.
Yeah, when he picked us from the outside, I wanted to have a chat to him about that, but then that was a good draw. But I think she has a lot of attributes that he's got, that you play hard and tough and you don't lie down. You go after it.
There's no doubt about that. Wayne, congratulations. We look
forward
thanks,
to mate.
Seeing you and her back here in the Spring Carnival.
Yeah, well, as I say, we don't fear anyone. I mean, you look at the way she's improved every race. I mean, I know she's got an unbelievable record, 13, 10 out of 13, but she could have been even more than that. I was just unlucky with it through various circumstances. But no, she's just amazing, absolutely amazing. Right. And she just wants to run and win. And you can't train that. You can't. That's just natural ability.
She certainly does. Enjoy it. The rest of the racing world is very envious, but very happy indeed to see such a superstar. Well done.
Well, thanks for having a chat on Saturday, and thanks for all the support. It's a good news story, and we certainly need good news stories in this world.
We certainly do, especially in racing as well. Wayne Rosa, who is the owner of Mystic Journey.